For many Canadians, Canada Day and New Year's Eve are the only 2 days of the year they ever think about fireworks. With the recent wildfires in California, one local resident has become somewhat fixated on them, concerned that one spark or ember from a fireworks display could ignite the massive Simcoe County forest. They want fireworks banned because of the threat. "I grip onto whatever is near me whenever I hear them," said the resident, who wishes to remain anonymous because they fear a backlash from neighbors, who regularly launch fireworks from their tree-filled property. "I'm terrified that they could light the whole forest on fire." The residents' fears are not unfounded. According to a news release issued by Guelph Police on July 2, 2020, Canada Day fireworks caused several fires in the Royal City. No one was injured in any of the fires. "Fireworks were responsible for numerous small fires that could have been far more serious in nature," the release stated. According to local officials in the Barrie area, the chances of a widespread fire in the county forest caused by fireworks is highly unlikely for a number of reasons, including the types of trees in the woodlands and the amount of moisture in the air in our region. The forests within the Simcoe County area are comprised of a species mix, which includes deciduous species, said Graham Davis, the county's forester. "This, combined with the more fractured nature of our woodlands and being within a climate which is generally high in humidity, means that we are at a much reduced risk of catastrophic fire than other regions of Canada and beyond." According to Davis, the county has included a plan to fight large wildfires when they discuss emergency preparedness, just in case. "The county is not responsible for controlling wildland fires," he said. "The county does, however, play a key role in emergency management, including conducting emergency exercises annually, most recently in fall 2024, where the scenario was in response to a hypothetical fire in the county forests. We also conducted a field exercise in spring 2024 with Wasaga Beach and the Canadian Armed Forces simulating a response to a large wildfire," Davis added. According to county officials, wildland fire response is the responsibility of the local fire departments, including within the expansive Simcoe County Forest. The county does, however, contribute several wildfire equipment caches that are maintained by local fire departments to support a response to a wildland blaze. Additionally, there are mutual aid agreements in place with area fire departments, and the county maintains contact with the Ministry of Natural Resources Aviation, Forest Fire, and Emergency Services Branch, which is included in exercises and planning. Jeff Kirk, Fire Chief and Director of Fire and Emergency Services for Springwater Township, said he isn't in favor of a complete ban on fireworks. He said residential fireworks are safe, when used correctly. He advocates for proper handling and education to reduce risks. "When using fireworks, follow the manufacturer's recommendations and only persons 18 years or older should be setting them off," Kirk said. "Having a water source and a pail of sand to set off certain fireworks are all good procedures to mitigate fire risk." Kirk stressed fireworks should never be set off during a fire ban, or when conditions are dry. Collingwood's fireworks bylaw prohibits anyone from setting off fireworks at any time except Victoria Day and Canada Day between dusk and 11 p.m. Fireworks can't be set off from public property. Here are some general fireworks handling and safety suggestions. Fireworks should be acquired only from trusted and reliable vendors. Read and follow all instructions on the fireworks packaging to ensure safe use. Fireworks should only be handled and ignited by adults who are well informed about the associated risks and necessary safety measures. Before igniting fireworks, consider the wind conditions. If there are strong winds, it's advisable to delay the display. Store fireworks in a closed box until you're ready to use them. All bystanders should maintain a distance of at least 10 meters from the firing area. Never disassemble or alter fireworks in any manner. Never attempt to light fireworks in your hand or reignite a dud. If a firework does not ignite, it is safest to wait 30 minutes, then soak it in water and dispose of it in a metal container. Sparklers should not be given to young children, as they burn extremely hot and pose a risk of igniting clothing and causing serious burns. After use, the sparkler wires remain hot and should be submerged in water before disposal. Always be considerate of your neighbors and mindful of how fireworks may affect pets.